This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. My wife called me from the porch to ask if I'd seen the new report that 250,000 Americans die each year as a result of medical error. That makes it the second leading cause of death in America. While medical error is absolutely a serious problem here in the U.S., 250,000 deaths sounds way too high. I pulled the study published in the BMJ to see how it was done. Well, one problem is that the U.S. has no registry and no data bank of medical errors. The Centers for Disease Control, state health departments, or death certificates, none of them collect or track information on medical errors the way we do, say, for cardiac or cancer deaths. Another problem with studying medical error is that it requires a very clear definition of what constitutes an error. In this study, the researchers used a very broad definition. A better definition that we would all understand is that an error is something that somebody did or did not do that resulted in a bad outcome and should have been avoided given what is known or should have been known at the time. The 250,000 number has some other problems. The researchers simply averaged deaths for medical error based on published studies going back 17 years, and then they applied those numbers to people currently in hospitals. But a lot has changed in the past 17 years in terms of how we practice medicine and how we focused on reducing medical errors. What the researchers need to do was look at actual hospital records and determine which deaths were actually due to errors. And this is no easy feat. No question, there are still way too many errors in medicine, and there are lots of causes, including overly aggressive care, under-aggressive care, poor communication, diagnostic errors, human mistakes such as providing the wrong medication, or a healthcare system that provides the wrong incentives for doctors and nurses. While we don't know the real number, and we should, I feel the 250,000 is greatly inflated. You see, medical error is one area where the medical community has taken some huge steps toward prevention, and these are now bearing fruit. People who do not need to go to the hospital should certainly stay away, but those who require hospitalization should not be so scared they avoid seeking care. There are some steps that you can do to reduce error. Pick a good hospital with good quality indicators, and that information is available on the web. Pay attention, or ask family and friends to pay attention. They should watch what's going on, and don't be afraid to ask staff and doctors lots of questions. We can do lots better with understanding and reducing error, but it's not nearly as bad as it's being reported. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second